Vanderbilt sociologist Richard Lloyd says the movie Annie Hall actually sparked his longtime interest in urban culture.
Woody Allen really loved New York. I think through that film, through his eyes, I sort of had these real fantasies about the city as the seat of cosmopolitanism and culture.
In Lloyd's book, Neo-Bohemia, Art and Commerce in the Post-Industrial City, he explores how a Chicago-blighted area named Wicker Park has been transformed into a hip destination.
You know, the funky, ambient neighborhood with the used record stores and bookshops, with the funky boutiques and the gritty bars. And these are kind of eccentric regions that are becoming less eccentric, more prominent in cities around the country.
Lloyd's research offers a message for Nashville as renovations continue downtown and in some of the older inner city neighborhoods.
I think one of the things that was good for Nashville was certainly the redevelopment of Lower Broadway, building really on the legacy, right, as the street that music built. And also the reopening of the Ryman, I think, was quite important. You know, these are real symbolic amenities.
Lloyd plans to move full steam ahead with studying urban transformation in Music City.
Vanderbilt is reaching out to the community and taking advantage of the community in a range of ways, including thinking about it as an object to study. So, you know, through the Curb Center for Cultural Policy that we have, through the Vanderbilt Institute for Public Policy, there are real opportunities to network with other scholars and direct our attention towards Nashville, which is a fascinating city.
I'm Avery Deer Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.